Welcome to another episode of Making Magic with your host, Bradley Morris from Magic Media. This is the go-to show for purpose-driven creators to get inspired with innovative new ideas to produce your educational content, build thriving online communities, and turn your message into a movement.
When we launched a course called The Great E-Course Adventure years ago, all the lessons were on green screen. Some of you may have seen some of the course. It's inside the Magic Mind. And we had different characters playing all of the teachers in it. So it was kind of like Saturday Night Live meets Indiana Jones. And once you create in the training, your course idea and your layout, you go through what's called validation swamp, where you have to make your first pre-sale. And there's a swamp monster named Gil Rosenberg that basically won't let you get through the swamp until you've made that first sale. The first sale's the hardest sale to make. All the resistance is going to rear its head. And when you're at this stage of like building all the pieces, the landing pages, the messaging, all the things, this is a 30 plus day meditation of being present, listening to the muse, taking the inspired action, refining, improving, etc. And that first sale that's the most important, because that's your validation that you need to see that this is something that needs to exist. If there's one person that's going to pay you money for what you're doing, then that means there's going to be hundreds of people that would be willing to pay you money for what you're doing. So what stood out for me on the call on Wednesday that we had, Anthony, was this idea of like really speaking to the souls of the people, not just like, here's the logistics of what you're going to get from this, but helping them to remember what they've set aside or what they've forgotten about, which is that playful nature that they were born with, that they grew up with, that at some point or another, they set that aside because they had to become an adult. And if you can speak to that, I think you'll win the people over who are searching for that again. And I get the discouragement. It's a lot of work. Everything everybody's doing is a lot of work. And I would just say, like, go from this launch being the most important thing in the world to zooming out 10 years. This launch is not important. It's foundational and it is important, but it's not the big deal that you might be making it out to be. It's not. You're going to have 100 more launches over the next 10 years on products and offerings and trainings and all the things. This is boot camp. We're here to learn the lessons. We're here to put in the systems, put in the time, create the curriculum, go through the experience content marketing, build a landing page, practice our messaging, practice our craft, practice facilitating a transformation. This is just boot camp. It's not the most important thing in the world. And so if we can just alleviate ourselves of that pressure of this needing to be the launch of launches that makes us who we imagine ourselves to become, it doesn't have to be that. This is just boot camp. That's all we're doing here. We're here to show up and practice and put in the work so that when we do it next time, it's even more kick-ass. And you're doing such a good job, Anthony. I mean, every time you update your landing page, it gets better and better and better, and your message is clearer and clearer. And I just get it. It's just like you're in it right now. And it's hard to see outside of it when you're so deeply in it. It's online businesses. It's a tricky, tricky game. And it takes time and repetition and never giving up on what it is that you're doing. And when I looked at your landing page, it's looking beautiful. It's professional. I would trust you if I came to your landing page as somebody that was looking for the types of services you have. It feels clear. I'm happy to look at it again if you can post it in the community space to see if anything really jumps out. But for all of us, it's like it's a crazy growth arc. I remember, like, I'm 20 years in of selling things on the internet. And when I started getting into more of the personal growth stuff with meditations, with 21-day meditation challenges, etc. I mean, the anxiety was very, very real. There were some times where I didn't sell anything. There were other times that I did sell a whole bunch and I was able to pay my rent, my bills for the next month. And so I would say it's important not to get discouraged. And my question is, like, have you, so you've launched stuff in the past. Have you done it to the level that you're at right now with the professionalism landing page, with like the content marketing strategy going out, a 30-day launch window? Like, have you focused in and put all the things in alignment to give yourself the best shot at success yet? I would say for this one, just like stay wholeheartedly committed until the shopping cart closes. And at the very least, let's just pretend nobody signs up. Then what do we do then? You've done all this work. You've prepared the curriculum. You've prepared all this content. Then you find five people that are willing to do it and they pay nothing up front. And if it's valuable at the end, they can pay you. Or you find five people to gift it to and you go all the way through the process and they agree to be case studies for the transformation you're going to provide. So that then you can relaunch it as soon as you've done that 4 weeks, this time with a bunch of case studies that you can tell the stories of people's transformations. Because it's really, we just have to take the steps to see other people through their transformations, and then we have more stories to tell and more stories for other people to read. But I'm confident you're going to do well. You're going to do just fine. Mm-hmm. Just keep being really, really vocal. As much as you can, be checking in. If you have 10,000 people on your social media, like, be checking in on them. What are they struggling with? Have conversations, go live. Like, this is launch mode. So, you know, we laid out the 30 days of email marketing, but you can go above and beyond that. You can go live on Instagram anytime. You can do little YouTube shorts anytime you want if you get inspired. And the more you're out there and sharing right now during this 30-day launch window, the more you're going to be on people's radar to sign up and take this step. I get the anxiety. The anxiety is real. If you didn't feel the anxiety, then you're probably not stretching yourself enough to grow and to step into this next stage of what you're here to do. So just whatever techniques you have for managing the anxiety, going in nature, breathing, all the things. I, for myself, the being in action helps me with my anxiety if I'm in the middle of a launch mode, just making sure that I'm doing everything I possibly can. But you're doing great. And feel free to, yeah, please post your landing page in the community space again. And you know, for all of you, same thing goes, like, post your landing pages, post your content marketing schedule and what you're up to and what you're planning, because that's the only way that I can coach you. I can't see what's happening behind closed documents.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Making Magic Podcast with your host, Bradley T. Morse from Magic Media. If you're inspired to leverage your life's work by crafting your transformational, educational, and inspirational media, thriving online community, profitable membership, or to turn your message into a movement, then head on over to magicmedia.com, that's M-A-J-I-K, media.com, and explore what our partnership opportunities have to offer you and your beautiful business.